following words: unkempt and disposed for your use. Think about the happiness we all have together. Go to the park. Go to the park today. Recline in the sunshine. Go skipping down the road, for Christ's sake. Take a walk. Run around in the freedom you have. Smile at someone. Be their friend or something. Be all fun. Be all friendly, like. You'll never come down with any disease. You're just a good person all around. Just be a nice guy. Think about all the positive things that you can do in the morning. You wake up, take a nice shower, get yourself good and clean. Go out and pick some apples. Go and wink at some babies or something. It's fun to be a person, isn't it? Such a nice day. Put on a blue shirt. A blue one works best. Go around. Pick some bananas from the corner market. Give them some money. Give this one some money. Get us some good for yourself for a change. Walk up to somebody with a business suit on. Hand him a $5 bill and say, do you have my card? Say it again. Do you have my card? You didn't say anything. Hand him another $5 bill. And this time, don't be so nice about it. And then smile at him and give him a banana. Then walk around going, yai, 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 yai. Yai, 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 yai. Take some yellow paint and slam it right into your nose. And go, oh, the colorfulness. Start smashing the subway railings with a hammer. Make sure you smile at someone while you do it. Do that for about an hour. Then walk around with a smile going, yai, 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 yai. Yai, 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 yai. Then you're ready for the big time. Go into a hardware store. With all the best intentions, it's still the morning. Everyone's in a good mood. Do you have any light bulbs here at this hardware store, man? Do you have any? They'll come, and they'll put them on the counter. Yeah, 60 watt. Yeah, that's good. 60 watt light bulbs. Whatever light bulbs they give you, just say, yeah, those are good. Give me those. And then say, I'd really rather not pay for them, but I want them all the same. I'll probably start giving you some wine. I'll probably start saying, wait a second, pal. We can't give you these light bulbs without you paying for them or some such. And say, I want them all the same. And you got to get real kind of tense. I want them all the same. My lights are out. Tell them, tell them. My lights are out. I need them light bulbs, but I really prefer not to pay for them.
Mr. Gordon.
About this time, he'll probably call his manager. He may even pick up the phone to call the authorities. That's the perfect time. Pull out some clippers. Start cutting your hair off. Find a shovel. Now remember, now it's a hardware store. There are plenty of shovels in there. Start banging the shovel on the counter and saying, you dig, you dig, you dig, you dig. Then say, can I have my light bulbs? By then you're getting into some real chancy shit. Right about now you've got a crowd gathering. They're keeping their distance from you, but they're gathering around all the same. And turn around and say, it's a great day, isn't it? Come on, I just want some bulbs, man. Then immediately run and jump through the picture window. Roll out into the street. Go down to the corner market and buy some more apples, man. Have a few and throw a few. You're just starting your odyssey, man. Take off your left shoe. That's it. Throw it as high as you can. Run around into the street and catch it. All the better if that black Cadillac hits you, man. Scream, I'll sue now.
I'll sue you,
then get up. Say, I'm just joking. Go back into the hardware store. Grab that shovel. Start banging it on the counter, yelling, you dig, you dig, you dig, you dig. I actually tried this and it was great. It's the best day I ever had. It's a sunny, nice day. I took a nice shower. I was good and clean. Went outside, got some yellow paint, splashed it on my nose, bought a few apples, bought a few bananas, went to the hardware store and said, I'd like some light bulbs, please. But I'd really prefer not to pay for them.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm telling you, just like it happened. And I'd suggest it to anyone who wants to have a good day. But before you do that, just think, what are they going to do? What are they going to do to you? They're going to be scared to death of you. Then I say, you've got them in the palm of your hand. Go to the next newsstand, you see. Buy a few magazines. That's right. Buy a few magazines. Say to the man behind the counter, I'm going to read all 10 of these magazines. And when I bring them back, I want my money back. They'll kind of nod and look kind of perplexed. They'll say, no, 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 no. And they won't really want to sell them to you. They'll say, hey, come on. Who on this street has come up to you and wanted to buy 10 magazines today? And they'll say, I must keep them. What's up, such? And as soon as you get them, burn them. Light them on fire right on the sidewalk. Dance around like an Indian. dance around the flaming magazine. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Then go back into the hardware store. Now you're really revved up. Kick in the counter, knock out the door. Run around, run around. Woo! Woo! I'm a bad Indian. Woo! Woo! I'm crazy. Get away from me. Woo! Woo! The best part is when the police come. You can look at them and say, "Nice badge, officer. Let me see you use your gun, pal." Now, police are trained to handle your kind of people. They'll probably call for a backup. It works really good if you kind of like boom at the mouth. They get this concerned look. They'll start pushing innocent passersby back out of the way. But you're free. They may even pull a gun on you. When they do, say, "That's it, cover! Shoot me, man! Shoot me now!" Now the day is really starting to cook. Now you're really getting into it. I did this once. This is a great day. Tell a cop. Tell him right to his face. "Oh, come on, officer! I just had a little too much to drink," or some such. "What are you gonna do, shoot me? Nice badge, sir. Did you shine that all by yourself? Why do they make you wear those navy blue outfits in the heat of the sun anyway?" Whoa. They hate it when you say that. By now you'll know that in the crowd that's around you, you've got some friends. There are people there who are probably laughing at this point. They're your friends. The people who are looking at you in shocked astonishment, they're not your friends. You need to engulf the help of all the people laughing and shut away the people with those shocked astonishment on their face.
Why?
Because they're not your friends. Say to the first one you see laughing, "Oh, kindred spirit, you're mine, pal." Invite him out into the ring. Invite him to join you.
Come on, man.
He'll probably look away. He'll probably try to avoid eye contact. People are scared of the cops in that sort of way. But when I did this, I did get two people to join me. One of them did a few cartwheels and then started beating his head up with some sandpaper. The other one grabbed his light bulb and started smashing him against the wall. It was a theatrical concert of insanity. Now you're really cooking. Now the day has really started to happen. I did this once. It was the best day I ever had. I was a regal presence there. Then I dropped it off. I stood up calmly. I stood up like a real New Yorker. I said,
"Is there some problem, officer? Exactly what did I do wrong?"
They'll probably start citing something about vandalizing. Something about disturbing the peace. Probably about endangering the lives of people around you. That's what you say. Prove it, man.
Prove it. I did nothing wrong, copper.
That's when you run for it. Run for it, right through the door, out into the street. Take your left shoe off and throw it into the air. Buy some apples, man. Eat some, throw some. Then run down the street. Bash your head into the first picture window. Then you go into Macy's. Once inside Macy's, walk up to the first salesperson who's trying to squirt perfume on you. "Can I try that perfume, please? Try to control yourself. You've had a very, very good day so far, but it's only really just begun. Can I have some perfume, please? Say something like, 'I'd like to buy some perfume for my wife's anniversary, please.' That's the good line. They're really willing to help. They know they've got you then. They think they've got you. They don't really got you, but they think they do. And then you say, 'Is that perfume flammable?' And they'll look at you. And they'll say, No, it's not.' As if they think you're worried that it's flammable. They don't know that you want it to be as flammable as you want it to be. You want it to be inflammable. Tell them, "I'd like to fill up a gas truck with that perfume. How many bottles would I have to buy to fill up a gas truck?" They'll really not understand that. That's when you have to be prepared. That's when you have to be prepared for them to call the authorities or the manager. Say, "Give me all the bottles of that perfume you have!
Give me all the bottles of that perfume you have!
Give me it all!" Start waving $100 bills around. "Give me it all! I'll take it all!" Oh, what a sale. Oh, the commissions I'll make. But then, what is he going to do with a gas truck full of perfume? They're not going to understand. But I think they're going to sell it to you.
If you don't sell it to me,
I'm going to go find a salesperson that will. I'm going to go around here and find somebody who will sell me 75,000 bottles of perfume. I got the money. Do you want to make the sale or not? They'll usually give in at that point. They usually give up. "I'd like 75,000 bottles of that perfume. And I really like some large vats that I can carry it out in. I don't need the glass at all. In fact, you can keep the glass if you just give me the perfume and some large vats. You got any wheelbarrows in the storeroom? Come on, let's fill them up. I got a swimming pool at home." That's it. That's all right. You tell them you got a swimming pool. And for your wife's anniversary, you want to fill their swimming pool with a whole bunch of her favorite perfume. But you don't want to fill your swimming pool at all. You want to fill a gas truck. You want to take the truck out onto the New Jersey Turnpike and smash it into the toll booth. After they start filling wheelbarrows, say, "You got a hardware section in this store?"
"Hardware section."
"Yes, but don't you want your perfume? We're slowly dumping all the bottles into the wheelbarrows, into the vats, so you can take them down to your wife's swimming pool. They really believe you want to fill up your swimming pool with this stuff." Say, "I want to buy all the saws you got."
"I want to buy all the saws you got.
Yeah. I'm in a band, see?" That's what you tell them. "I'm in a band, and we play the saws. You know, you've seen it. Remember on the old Ed Sullivan show, they used to play the saws? They make that kind of waspy sound." At this point, you've got them. Make sure your friend has the gas truck parked outside.
Oh, please, just put the perfume in the gas tank for me. You've hired your friend to drive the truck into the toll booth on the New Jersey Turnpike. He's off on that task, but your day has really only just begun. This is what I did one day. It's the best day I ever had. Remember those ducks up in the pond, up in the park? That's where you're going next. When you get to the park, some of the ducks will be in the water. Some of the ducks will be on the land. Make sure you stop at the nearest Balducci's and buy some bread. You want to feed the ducks. It's a beautiful day, and you're in the park, enjoying life, feeding the ducks. Sooner or later, one of those ducks will get a little bold. One of those ducks will come towards you. Try to contain the urge. Try not to break into the Mad Indian thing right then. Just be calm. Here, little duck. Here, little duck. Would you like some bread, little duck? Don't even trust me. You cannot. Please, please do not break into the Mad Indian thing. The urge will be there. Bend down. Then grab one of the ducks by one of his little orange web feet! Swing him around the head and throw him up in the air! He'll swing! All of his friends will run away! You've won! You've won!